Brilliance Audio presents
The Cain Conversion by Richard Allen. Barry Siegel, Godspeed. Prologue. Moscow, October 30th, 1962. The child would never kill, not without careful intervention and training. He was only 5 years old. A handsome, loving little boy whose father had sown the seeds of destruction from which Dr. Marina Sorin planned to cultivate an assassin, if her growing affection didn't sabotage her resolve. Watching him through her office window, she tried to convince herself that her efforts would give the boy the kind of positive and healthy life impossible with his father. Positive and healthy, until it killed him. The boy, whose name was Misha, was in the courtyard of the psychiatric clinic where Marina worked. The courtyard had once belonged to a church, torn down in the 1930s during the Stalin regime. Misha, bundled against the November chill, was feeding a flock of sparrows, pulling crumbs of bread from a lunchbox decorated with a picture of Soviet hero and cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin. As he worked his way around the courtyard, he picked up a stray feather and tucked it into the box. When the crumbs were gone, she knew that he would place the feather between his clenched fingers and stand, arms outstretched, face to the sky, turning slowly as the birds swirled and rose swiftly around him. Marina's assistant knocked gently.
"The car is here."
The assistant's eyes followed her with a new respect, and when she stepped outside, Marina saw why. The limousine was a glossy black Chaika, used only by high-ranking members of the Politburo or the KGB. Idiots.